Welcome to The Ether. Today is Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, we have the DeLorean Protocol Mint Launch Space AMA. Let's take a listen.
All right, everybody here. We are just a few, so welcome. I had a few problems because I was with one phone for two accounts, so I was hearing myself. I just had to fix that. So I can see some known faces here. Welcome. And I'm going to put some team members. We have Coleman here. If you guys want to, this is going to be AMA as well. So you guys, if you want to ask any questions, just ask, just put your hand up and I'll bring you to the stage. Hello, Mir.
Hello. Can you hear me?
This is exciting times. Hello, Coleman. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Awesome, yeah, I'm good. Yeah, excited to be here. Excited for you guys as well.
Thank you so much. It's been an adventure. And well, you guys upped a lot. So, and we have Deepine Otis here as well. I wanted him to come to the stage because he helped quite a lot as well. So today is going to be the day that we are going to start to mint. Is really exciting to start this. It's taking a long time, much more time than expected. It's the first time we do this Web3 project, and because I always thought crypto is so quick, doing a project would be quick as well. And I was completely wrong. This is much more difficult than it seems. Even a simple and easy platform like ours has been quite demanding, but has been really fun to learn and really fun to know people. So I want to thank all of you that have been through this journey with me. And that is all of the people that are present in our spaces here as well. I think now we'll be able to mint. I hope my devs are on top of this. And anytime now, we should have an announcement with the website. Hello, Dimitri. Are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am. Thanks. Just to go off what you were saying, I definitely had the same thoughts and emotions after, you know, a couple months of planning and you know, things that you think are quite simple to deploy, but they're not so easy. So, you know, fully appreciate the time and effort and the man hours behind the scenes, but it's great to see the progression of DeLorean and the community, and it's great that we're just about to mint. So congratulations, mate.
Thank you. I'm just asking my devs, where's the page? I know the page. I can give the page, but I want it to come from the main one. Nevertheless, for the people that are hearing this, if you go to mint.delorean.money, you'll be able to mint in there. Soon there will be an announcement on the web, on the Discord, and you'll be able to do that. So, Coleman, do you have any advice for the times that will come now since we mint? Because now it's going to be a different challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, from our point of view, our mint, I hope that your mint goes considerably better than ours did. Let's just put
it
that way.
I remember. I could only, mint two. I remember that. I was so annoyed.
Yeah. It was tricky. And I think, I think if that's anything, if that's a lesson in any way, if we could get through that and come to where we are now, we're on the verge of obviously just releasing our Tesseract next week. And, we've come a long way. And, from that situation to sort of rise from that, Phoenix from the flames in a sense. And I think that you guys, judging by what's happening right now on your site, you're off to a flying start. And it's looking really, really good, guys. Congratulations. It's just going smoothly. So I don't want to tempt fate. I don't want to say too much. I think we might have just lost you there just for a little while. So I'll just I'll fill the space and pad for you a little bit until you get your mic sorted out or come back to us. But I'm just live on your website now, just looking at what's happening. And
hello?
I can see that. Oh, you're back.
I'm here.
You're back.
Sorry. Yeah. Something happened here.
No, it's okay.
I got rugged in my own space. My God. So yeah. I was saying that I have to thank my devs for all the work, mainly K2 Anoop. He's Andal. He's the guy that did all the smart contracts, not only the NFTs, everything that is coming, the raffle, everything is the guy. He is the guy that is doing everything. So a really props for him, as we could not be done without him and could not be done with any of the teammates, to be fair. Mir here has done an incredible job on the design. All the design that you see that is very 8-bit, very 80s style was done by Mir. And what is coming, the dashboard inside the DeLorean, the 3D, everything was done by him. So I really want to thank him. And Memphis, I don't think he's here. So he's in Australia. So quite early. Dimitri, you are in Australia as well. So quite early there. So thank you for being here.
All good, mate. All good.
So Memphis, that has been all over the social media, making the giveaways, making some Medium articles, doing light papers, talking with people, has been really, really good to know all these people and to work with them. Archangel, that put those Discords working, all the bots, everything that is needed to have a community, has been on top of that. Rich, that he's been doing, helping me in the PR and helping me with all the collaborations that we have sort out from the bulls to the Hellcats to the skeletons. We are going to have soon with heroes probably and with some others that we are still discussing. And of course, our amazing moderators, Gaza, I can see you there. So thank you so much. Has been a ride until now, and we are just starting. So I want to thank everyone. I hope I didn't forget anyone. And I want to thank everyone for all the good work. All of us in part-time, none of us paid yet. So I really want to thank everyone for putting my idea in place, and it's out there now. And I hope we are successful. But I just want to tell everyone that if we are mildly successful, is already a, big victory for all of us, because we are quite new in the space, and it's lovely to have something that we can call our, that is ours, you know. We already have some people here. Jujok, you can speak. Please put your mic on.
Yo. Thank you for letting me speak.
No, please tell us, how can we help you?
All right, I'm new here, but I've been seeing you guys do giveaways. I've been seeing your name around the space. I kind of just wanted like a quick, brief summary of what you guys are bringing to Luna. I read it's a gamified NFT protocol, and I see you guys' mint is live right now, and I find it interesting that you can see the treasury build up right there, and I understand that you minting gets you a key, and that's your access to the protocol. But could you explain to me, like, what's kind of going on within you guys? Like, what are you guys going to bring?
Actually, I should have started there, because I've been with this for so many months. I forgot that there are people that don't know us, you know, because I've said this so many times, but it's to myself. So it's a good thing that you came to the stage and asked. So basically, the Lorien is going to be a community for the communities. So anyone, and it's the first time we have NFT in Terra that is unlimited, and it's not quite common. And whenever you mint, you are going to be able to be on the community. So you have access to the keys of the car. And once you do that, most of your money will go to a common treasury. Now, whenever we mint the 3,000 NFTs, the protocol will kickstart. So whenever we have that, the 3,000, and that will bring a treasury of about 360,000, will be put in anchor. And the yield from that treasury every 3 days is going to be raffled to someone that is part of the community. So this is the very basic stuff, what I call the layer one utility of the protocol. Yeah, please, you can.
Okay, so you're saying an NFT, like, is it an image or is the key your NFT?
So it's the NFT is like the NFT that we have is like a membership to our protocol. Okay. Nevertheless, we have a video and a music attached to it that you can see in our Twitter account. We already put, and that was done by CFW. And CFW is an artist from Ethereum that we managed to bring, and he's doing really good 3D art. And we are going to have three NFTs done by CFW. This is the first one. We are going to have two more NFTs done by him.
When you say NFTs, like, are these one single NFT, or you're saying like a collection?
So if you think about, I didn't get your question, sorry.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to have the Ethereum dude create three NFTs, right?
Yep.
Okay, correct. So when you say that, are these like singular NFTs?
So all of the NFTs are the same. See this as a membership ticket. So everyone has one ticket, you know? So the ticket is the same for everyone.
Right.
Okay. Nevertheless, it continues to be an NFT because it's something that you have property of. I can see in your wallet that you have that ticket. Now, the art on the ticket is the same for everyone. It doesn't have traits. It doesn't have rarity. It's just to know, for people to know that you belong to the community.
Okay, so this NFT will be a 3D image, and it will be the same 3D image, is what you're saying?
Yes. Okay. So it's a 3D video with music. It's quite good, in my opinion, at least. It's something a little bit different. And the difference is that on the other PFPs, we have rarity. On these NFTs, you will have different utilities for each ticket.
Okay, and that's the way we... Two other versions.
Yes. So they are for now. And what we want is the protocol to be successful so we can bring even more utilities in the future with different NFTs. So one of the things, and that's why we have Coleman here and we have Dimitri Penaltis here, is we are going to give utility to NFTs from other collections. Dimitri, your micro is on. Yeah, thank you. We are going to give utility to other NFTs from other communities. So Coleman here, for example, brought the bulls to the protocol. He was one of the ambassadors. And what we are going to do in the future is we are going to decide that in 1 month, anyone that holds a bull with a mirror shirt is going to have an extra entry or three times more entries on the raffle. And that's why I normally say that we are going to be a community for the community, because we are going to bring people from other communities to be together in our Discord. And we are going to have games on the Discord where the communities can win entries, you know? So all of this is going to be a big game.
Okay.
And
all right, nice.
We are trying to bring some fun and we are trying to bring communities together to play along each other or to play against each other. And the prizes are going to be quite substantial, to be fair, if it goes well.
Nice. All right. So just to sum it up for myself. So when you guys say a gamified NFT protocol and we mint our key, that's our access to being able to participate in the gamified community, to where the utility is all of us working together and we're entered into raffles to be benefited from our time.
Yes, that is one way. Another way, for example, we have the skeletons. We have a collaboration with the skeletons coming and they are going to mint soon. And what we are going to say, for example, is that the skeletons are going to have an increased chance in 1 month. And this way we can bring more people to the skeletons for them to know skeletons if you don't know yet. And at the same time, the skeletons will know DeLorean and will come here and they will hang out with all the other communities. So not only you can buy the NFTs or the tickets, because you can have more than one to have entries for the raffle, but you will be able to, you can have more than one, but you will be able to increase your chances of winning as well by having NFTs from other communities. If you have a bull, you will have more entries probably in the future, in the near future, or if you have an Hellcat, you'll have as well more chances of winning in a certain month. Or if you have a skeleton, you will have as well. So not only you can play for yourself, then on Discord, we are going to have, for example, predicted games where people individually can win entries, or we are going to have a community games where we can try to put communities against communities to come up with something that is like nice and fun.
So buying more than one key grants you extra entries?
Yes. Each key gives you one entrance to the raffle.
And what is the scheduling for these raffles? Like, is it every week, every day?
Every 3 days, every 72 hours, to be more precise.
So every 3 days you have, so let's say you buy five keys, right? Every 3 days you're going to be able to use five keys.
Yes, you don't use it. Basically, it's going to be a perpetual raffle, because if you don't win it, you still have the tickets for the next one and the next one and the next one.
Oh, okay. Are you guys, so after the 3,000 sells, is there going to be another mint in the future?
So the Mint is open, is always going to be open. We are just putting the 3,000 because after the 3,000, we are going to start the raffles.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, all right.
So we can have,
makes more sense.
But for everyone to be aware, the first 3,000 are going to be airdropped the another NFT that is going to be released soon for everyone to see. And that NFT is going to have utility for the future.
Oh, okay.
We are not sharing yet. Oh, thank you. No, thank you for the question. Quite important ones, actually.
Of course. I'm gonna go meet me some right now.
Okay. If I were you, I would read the light paper first to understand a little bit better the different NFTs.
I don't read. Before. I just.
Okay. Perfect. That's fine.
All right, man. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, welcome. We have Goldman.
I just wanted to say that I've just posted my first set of keys on my Twitter. So if anyone's interested and they want to just click on my profile picture and just jump into my feed, they'll see a really, really cool spinning DeLorean key. That I have to say, yeah, you knocked that out of the park. That graphic is awesome. Totally, totally cool. So yeah, I just wanted to share that anyway. So if anyone's hasn't minted yet, they're thinking about minting, jump on my profile and have a look at that.
Thank you so much, Coleman. For everybody to know, you can see your keys very soon on Luart. It's not there yet. Nevertheless, if you want to see that you have the keys in your wallet, in our minting page, there's that information. And you can always put the contract on Terra Station, and you can see in there as well. If you go to Discord, there will be information on how to do that.
Mine showed up in Random Earth, just so you know.
It's showing on Random Earth as well.
Yeah, yes, it is. Yeah, I got mine from Random Earth. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that's good to know because I didn't speak with them. So that's all right. That's good. I've seen someone else that wanted to ask some questions, but I think they've went. Anyone want to ask anything? Let's have a quick look in how we are. We're already 88 keys minted, so we have already more than 10,000 in our treasury, guys. So that's good. That's good to know. We have Jeebus here. Hello, Jeebus. Welcome to the stage.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to ask, do we know roughly an estimate how much is going to be rewarded and how long is this reward system going to be lasting?
Okay. So from the first, whenever we have 3,000, 3 days, actually 4 days of healed, of the anchor is going to be around a little bit more than 600 USD. So that is the prices for the 3,000 if we mint 3,000 in one go. Now, we know that we are not going to do that. So probably the price is going to be even higher because this money that is in there, it's going to be in anchor. So the longer we take to mint the 3,000, the bigger the price will be. So there is no rush for us to mint the 3,000. We are not like a normal PFP that if we don't mint straight away, it's considered a failure. Actually, if we take longer, this money is going to be in anchor. And for that reason, whenever we reach the 3,000, the price is going to be higher than what we are saying now. If that makes any sense.
No, that totally makes sense. Awesome. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. So let's see if we already have. Jeebus went there and bought one. Good to know.
Yeah, already got one.
Okay, good to know. Dimitri, have you bought already some keys?
I haven't. I'm actually on the go at the moment on my mobile, so I'll have to do it when I get back home in probably half an hour. But I'll definitely be picking some up for myself and also for the Hellcat Treasury. So We'll give away to the Hellcats community and obviously store one for the Hellcats treasury as well. So we are definitely be minting a couple in maybe half an hour.
Perfect. Thank you so much for the help and the support from you guys.
Of course.
So Coleman, the floor is yours. I know that you have some news from the Bulls as well, from the Bull side.
I absolutely don't want to steal your thunder tonight. I mean, it's all you guys tonight. Obviously, we did speak earlier over DMs and stuff. And yeah, I mean, we were mentioning that this week we've got our Tesseract dropping. We're hugely excited about that. You know, and I know that you're sharing in our excitement as a Bull holder as well. So, you know, we were obviously going over that earlier and we're really stoked and looking forward to that. But it's all about you. It's all about you guys tonight. You know,
yes. It's quite exhilarating to see this number going up, you know. It's quite nice. We have some giveaways on the go. We have an Hellcat that is going to be given away soon. If you guys didn't do the sweep something, please do, because the Hellcats are on fire now. So we have one Hellcat to give. We have some a Levana Meteor, a common Levana Meteor to give now. And the question, you have to answer some question, that is, if you could use the DeLorean to go to the past, what concert would you go and see and why? We have already some really nice answers for that. So then the community is going to vote on the best one, and that person is going to win a Meteor. We already gave one early today for one of our members of the community. And yeah, if there's any other questions, I'm here to answer anything.
Are co-hosts allowed to enter? I want a Hellcat.
Okay, go there. Yeah, just for you guys to know, we are going to have several giveaways. And from now on, the giveaways are only going to be for people that hold the DeLorean keys. So this Meteor that we are giving away and this Hellcat that we are giving away now, it's the last ones before we only give to the community. So if you want to be part of the community to be able to get the giveaways, just for you to know, guys, we have a giveaway of one Hellcat that is a 5%. We are going to have a Bull that is a 5%. We are going to have Galactic Punk that is a 10% or 15%. We are going to have a hero that is a super, super rare hero that actually one member of the team from Hero asked to see if he could buy it because it has a card or something like that. So that is going to be fun. So there's a lot of good things to be part of the community. And the only way to be part is to mint some keys. We have someone here as well. Dylan, MDP, welcome to the stage. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm sorry, my connection's not that really that good where I'm at, so I might come in and out. So just excuse me. I was listening before, and I was just curious on when you do the Anchor protocol where you bear interest and every 72 hours you spread it to the winner, how much are you, if you do the full 3,000 mint, what is the protocol bearing? So what is normally the prize after the 72 hours?
So if we mint the 3,000 in one go and the money is just put on Anchor now, and in 72 hours we will have about close to 600 in the future, because this money is going to be in Anchor for a while before we have the 3,000, we are expecting more than that. So I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, no, that answered my question. And I don't know if you answered the question that I'm going to ask now, but so the 72 hours doesn't run through until the 3,000 mints?
Yes. So our idea is to be worthwhile to have a prize. We are hoping to mint the 3,000 and only start the protocol once those 3,000 are minted. I think is a reasonable number. I think it will take a while to go there, but eventually we will. And once we will, that is going. And someone asked me before for how long this is going to be happening. Well, the answer is it can be happening forever. It's in a smart contract and we can do that forever, to be fair. Because the way we've done it, and this is one of the things that I wanted to, there was somebody on the Discord that started to, that asked what was the difference between our prizes and our protocol from any other protocols on Terra that are a lottery. And he was in there, he was quite aggressive, but he made me think, what was the difference? And the difference in our protocol compared to other protocols that we have in Terra that are really nice is that our protocol is a raffle rather than a lottery. So other protocols that you have, if it's Glow or if it is what was the name of the other one? I already used it. Where you buy the tickets. Basically, on those ones, it's not certain that someone will win because it's a lottery. You have to have the winning number to be able to win. While in our protocol, someone will always win. So it's like a raffle. So every 3 days, there is going to be someone from the community that is going to win. And that is the difference between the lottery and the raffle. While the lottery, we can have the prices going up and up and up because no one wins, because it's quite difficult to get a five number ticket. In our side, at least one person from the community will be given the prize. And that's the beauty, because we know that there are, every 3 days somebody's going to be very happy. And that's what we are trying to do.
Thanks for the responses. And what is the risk of putting all the money in?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
So I was asking, what are the risks of putting all the money on Anchor Protocol? I never used Anchor before, so just for somebody like myself, like what are the risk of putting money into Anchor?
So the risk of putting money in Anchor is the smart contract risk and the DPEG from USD. And Anchor is the anchor for all our blockchain. If Anchor goes, everything goes. So I don't think any protocol in Terra will be able to work if Anchor doesn't work. So I have some of my savings in Anchor. I quite trust on that, but yeah, it's a smart contract risk, is a DPEG risk. I don't know if Coleman and Dimitri want to talk about that as well, because they have projects in Terra, and for sure they use Anchor.
Coleman, I think you might be more advised to share your experience with Anchor, but all I will say is that the last 10 days has been a nice stress test for the pegging to the US dollar.
Correct, and it's been quite good. Coleman, what do you think about Anchor?
Yeah, absolutely. Just echoing what Dimitri said. I mean, I got into it. It's pretty common knowledge that I got in Luna less than 50 cents. So I was around when Anchor first came about and during the launch and things like that, which was probably not the best example for Anchor. But following on from the launch and using it as a protocol consistently, I've never really held much liquid Luna. I've only ever held B Luna. So I guess, I mean, you could look at that as testament to the protocol in a sense that, you know, for the last year, I've pretty much held my entire stack of Luna in BLUNA and borrowed against that, and then, you know, utilize the protocol in that way. And it's been faultless for me. Absolutely, and it's been strengthened only by the fact that now we have Kajira handling the liquidations as well, and not bots, you know, which we used to have in the old days. And yeah, it's definitely it's a pretty solid. Well, it's an absolutely solid protocol, and I bet my entire Luna crypto stack on it, in a sense. So I don't know if that's testament enough, but I think it's got to count for something, so. Right?
Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm. Archangel, you were asking to speak. Still want to speak? Doesn't seem like it.
Guys, I just want to say thank you for all the responses. I'm gonna get back on the queue and just listen. Thank you again, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. Let me see. So we have passed 100. So that's a good number. So good to see this. We have Archangel here. Archangel, you have the space.
Hey, just wanted to update everybody. I know you mentioned some of the giveaways there, but just so everybody knows, that list of giveaways that we have upcoming is only for people who minted. So if any of those look appealing to you, strongly recommend getting in now before we start running out all those giveaways. We do have our first one. We just decided to throw it together for a couple of Terrans in the Discord. So if you've minted and you're in the Discord, you'll get a chance at that. All right. So, yeah, I'll give it back to V here.
Thank you so much, Archangel, our Discord master. I can see the Iced Outs are coming. Always good to see a strong community like the Iced Out in here. So... hello, Richard. I can see you in here as well. Thank you for coming. So, guys, I just wanted to say to everyone that it is a pleasure that we are bringing the DeLorean to everyone. I hope that the communities use the DeLorean. That is our main focus, is to bring the communities together. And we hope I'm working to bring even more people. As we said, our biggest communities for now are the Luna Bulls and are the Hellcats. We are going to bring the Heroes. We are going to bring the Skeletons, and still trying to bring the Terrabots and Galactic Punks, but has been difficult. But I didn't lose the hope. We have Gaza there, that is our moderator, and he moderates the Terrabots, but even with that, we could not do anything. So I hope he can press Jack out of the box a little bit to see if we can get that. And if there's no more questions, I think for now we can wrap up. Our Discord is 24/7 open. Gaza is there all the time, as Archangel. Coleman, if you want to say a few words for the Bulls community.
From our point of view, we just want to say, you know, congratulations, guys, and you are our winners, our chosen winners for the hackathon. We, from the very beginning, when your project came across our desk, so to speak. I love the simplicity of it, and I think that what you've done in terms of leveraging Anchor and giving, doing what you've done, I think it's awesome what you guys have achieved, and I'm really pleased the mint's going well for you guys, and I hope it's just going to continue to get better, just keep growing.
Thank you so much. You really helped us with the prize. We managed to use the prize for getting external help. So we managed to hire a team to be able to do the front end of the rest of the project. That we lost the dev midway, so that was a big help. So thank you so much, Dimitri. Any words for the Hellcats?
Not so much on the Hellcats, mate, but I'd to emphasize a point that Coleman just made, and that was the simplicity of DeLorean protocol and really gives the opportunity for people who may feel somewhat overwhelmed with some of the protocols that are out there, and it sometimes deters them from educating themselves about what's possible out there. You guys really bridge that gap and may open up doors for other community members to then explore the Terra network. And I think that's the main cusp of what we're all trying to do here, which is bringing more users to the Terra ecosystem. I think we all think that we're in a pretty young stage in comparison to some of the other chains there. So yeah, I just wanted to commend you guys for building this and leveraging, you know, Anchor, which is our number one protocol in the ecosystem. So yeah, congratulations to you and the team. As we said earlier, appreciate all the man hours that go behind creating these. So yeah, well done, mate.
Thank you so much, Dimitri. And if there is no more questions, I think we will make Anchor work for ourselves. And we see everyone very, very soon. We'll be in Discord. Any questions, we have a ticket bot. You can just place your questions. Oh, wait, we have someone here. Ah, Mithril, Rich, welcome. Rich is part of the team, has been one of my right arms in doing this. Mithril, please, you have the stage.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I just wanted to thank everybody for coming here tonight. It's been quite a journey, you know, as B was saying, you know, from losing one of our devs to just the journey we've gone through since he came up with this idea. I personally joined this project because I believe in Luna as the future of money. And when he pitched this idea to me, it just made complete sense to conjoin DeFi and NFTs. So I want to thank everybody else for joining us in that. The other thing I want to say is we've announced our first NFT / DAO partnership tonight with Skeleton Punks. If there's any of them in the room, I know some of them are minting right now. Welcome. And anybody else, if your DAO or your NFT community has any interest in holding our NFT to bring utility to your group, please feel free to reach out. Aside from that, I just want to say thanks for allowing me to be part of this team, and best of luck to everybody tonight.
Thank you so much, Mithril. Seems like I dropped some alpha that I shouldn't have in there. So sorry, guys. You know, we are a big team and I have to delegate, and sometimes I don't know everything. So as I was saying, I think we are going to wrap up. This was just a spaces to educate anyone that didn't know what DeLorean was. And we had already some questions. I managed to answer most of them. And if you still have some, please go to the Discord. We have our amazing moderators there. And the team is there all the time as well to answer anything. And we hope that this goes well, and we hope that soon we'll have the 3,000. And if it's not that quick, doesn't really matter. It will be Anchor that is, well, the best protocol that exists in DeFi. So I want to give a good welcome to everyone that has been minting, to the community. We are going to do a lot of good and fun games in there, and hope to see you soon. So yes, Dimitri.
See you guys. Sorry. Take care.
That was meant to be a wave. Goodbye.
Okay.
Me too. See you, Dimitri. See you,
okay,
guys.
Take it easy, guys.
So see you guys. See you soon. Go to.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the DeLorean Protocol Mint Launch AMA, recorded on Monday, January 31st, 2022. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform built for independent artists on Terra. Talus hopes to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Find your next favorite artist at talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by WeFund. WeFund is a community crowdfunding cross-chain incubator on Terra, and it's the first launchpad that implements a milestone funding release system to protect investors. All money raised for projects is deposited in Anchor Protocol and is refundable, and all decisions are based on a community vote. WeFund is community-focused and designed to be a user-friendly experience for both project creators and investors. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the Telegram for more information. Links are in the show notes, and check them out online at WeFund.app. Terra Spaces appreciates the support of all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Been on a little bit of sin, I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute, reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now, I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension. Something to endear myself a little bit. Something kind of, embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground sore. And I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be ceasing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little as to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.